My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Browns coach will be having a press conference and maybe a special guest in studio during the noon hour.
We are hot on these special guests just happen to be popping into the studio.
I'm Jeff Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship and Hody's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. If you happened to see the video released by the Browns with the look at what they're envisioning for a new home in Brook Park, why wouldn't you want that here?
You have to argue with me.
I think it's that simple.
They had me at ice rink outside. When I saw the ice rink outside, I was sold. I'm done. I don't know. It doesn't even look like a dome.
It's an indoor facility.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah. The city barely put up a fight last week with that proposal they put in. Can we please just admit that
the city seemed like
city's like, we don't want to be landlords anymore, and I don't blame them. I do understand the whole notion that Mayor Bibb doesn't want to be the mayor that lost the team to the suburbs that the city of Cleveland created by doing a land swap for the IX Center. That was Cleveland land. I mean, I started looking through some of the responses yesterday. In particular, I was looking through Daryl's because Daryl had it out yesterday on social media, and there were a lot of people who are against it. And then in the back of my mind, I started thinking, well, you know what? Was it 48-49% of the people thought Gateway was a bad idea at the time? 48-49% thought Gateway was a bad idea. Have you used the ballpark? Have you ever gone there?
They didn't think it was a bad idea necessarily.
Well, they didn't want to have a Syntax for it.
They didn't want to pay for it with a Syntax.
So they didn't want it. They didn't want it.
Well, no, they didn't want to pay for it with a Syntax.
A vote against the Syntax was a vote against the stadium. It was.
No, a vote against the Syntax was a vote against the Syntax.
And by the way, I didn't think it was fair that if you drink or smoke within the Cuyahoga County borders, that you were the ones that had to pay for it. But it also, you know, I don't know. I just look at this whole thing. I think about it's forward thinking, which I know is very difficult for this city. Very difficult to think forward. Think forward of having a new redeveloped lakefront that might be able to be used for more things than we've ever thought of. a lakefront that could be developed that we've been talking about since we were kids. Ooh, what can they do on the lakefront? How come they can't get rid of the airport? Why can't they do this? Why can't they do that? So I just think there is a world of opportunity there that is just sitting out there. I think about all the people that get hired to build said stadium. All those building trades people they need to make that happen. All the people they're going to need to make it happen. Like, you're like, oh, maybe I feel bad for the folks that work at the stadium now that might not have a job if they moved to the, because on game day. Wait a minute. They still have game day operations. So those jobs still exist. Again, we're talking about a building that's used 15 times a year at best. We can do better. We can do better. And when I saw the layout yesterday, I'm like, okay. Here it is. It's right there in front of you. Here's your opportunity to grow. Look at Columbus. Look at what Columbus has done since 2000. You know, we used to sit here in Cleveland and have our noses in the air and go, oh, it's Cowtown, Cowtown. You think it's Cowtown now? Drive through Columbus and tell me it's Cowtown. It's not. Especially when Intel moves in there. It's not.
Can I make this judgment that this based on the release of a video about the new facility and no release of a renovation plan for the old place? Do we know which way the Browns want to go?
Yeah, we've known for
I
think the Browns ultimately,
it's pretty clear, right? They say they're still deciding. Isn't this a pretty clear indication which way they want to go?
Yes, there's no question. This is what they want to do. Yeah, I think the majority of season ticket holders and fans want to do this. They want to go in that direction. They would like this. Again, you know, I hear all these people, well, it's a weather thing. It's a weather thing. Really? How many of you showed up for that Saints game when it was 6 degrees? Because I remember them shutting down the upper deck because they didn't have enough people up there. They felt that they'd be safer if they sat in the lower deck and we all sat together and got warm. It was a disaster. And who had the advantage in that game? Nobody. Nobody. The ultimate choice for me is to have a dome stadium within the city limits downtown. I totally get it. I understand it. And I know what it means for the city. And I know what it means in that aspect. But by the same token, it doesn't seem like the city has that kind of land to offer the Browns. And I just, you look at the fact that they're already restructuring the freeway system out there, which isn't even a part of this project. It's a part of the airport revitalization. I don't know. It just seems too easy to me. But I know there are going to be people that don't want it, and I get it, and I respect your opinion. I do. I just don't agree with it.
Barry is in Traverse City, Michigan. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey guys. Good morning. Love the show on Odyssey. I can get it all the way up here in northern Michigan.
Very cool. Hey,
thank you.
A couple quick points. A couple weeks ago, I was vacationing in Wisconsin, and my brother-in-law took me over to Green Bay to show me everything there is around Lambeau Field now.
Yep.
And it's very cool. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And you would have thought you were at an amusement park. The number of people that were there on a August afternoon, going to the restaurants, all the parks that the for kids and stuff. They've got a full-size grass field for kids to play on and stuff. And that's in Little Green Bay. It's. I know Dan is sitting back there just salivating right now that I'm talking about Green Bay. But
did you play Hammerschlagen?
The little comment hurt a little, but that's okay.
That's true.
But there's a restaurant inside the stadium that we went to that day. So it's think big. And another thing, Lambeau Field is not in the city of Green Bay. It's across the street of Lombardi Avenue, and it's in a different town than Green Bay. So
then how do they call it Green Bay? It should be called, what is it? What is the city that it's actually in? I don't even know.
Dan would probably know. My brother-in-law told me what the name of it is, but it's. But nobody in Dallas worries that the Cowboys are in Arlington.
Thank you very much,
I'm sorry,
Barry.
The Giants and Jets play where? New Jersey. Thank you.
Exactly. Somebody get over. And one last thing is that at Brook Park, once you do the stadium, and obviously that's a huge investment and stuff, but once private enterprise takes over what's going to happen around that whole area there, that will be amazing. And it'll be something that Cleveland can be proud of. I mean, the lakefront isn't going to go away, and that's hugely valuable real estate, but Brook Park will be something that I, as a 35-year season ticket holder,
Who travels from Traverse City to come to the games?
Well, I lived in Cincinnati for a long time.
Still, you came up from Cincinnati. I mean, that's a commitment. That is a commitment, my friend. Yes.
It was for a long, long time. Anyways, you guys do a great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
all right, Barry.
Barry.
SoFi Stadium, by the way, the new palace for the NFL.
Inglewood. Yeah.
Nobody calls them the Inglewood Rams.
Jeff, they should be called. We should call all these teams by their right name.
Maybe the Chargers should be the Inglewood Chargers.
Yes. Ken's in Berea. That might help the Chargers. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Ken, you with us?
Ken. Oh, Ken.
Ken, I'm putting you back on hold just in
case. You're so nice, Jeff.
I know I am. Mike is in Lorain. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. This is what the thing is. All right. Haslam, right?
Haslam.
Yeah.
If right. So he does not get all the money. They better, like, deal with him where he has to put up a lot of money for the stadium.
Yeah, where are you? Where have you been? Hey, Mike, before you say anything, he's looking at $2.8 billion between the new stadium and Berea.
And the renovations around the stadium.
That he's putting in.
Yes.
That he's putting in.
Yeah. Yes.
$2.8 billion.
Between the two projects, yes.
What's the entire cost of the two projects?
I'm just looking in front of me.
The stadium is like...
Wait, didn't this guy... In his business dealings, this guy got cited for price gouging during a hurricane, right? Come on.
So, Mike, do you just not want the stadium, or you just don't want to? So, Mike, let me ask you. No matter what, Mike, who's putting $2 billion into our economy right now? Anybody?
What's the total cost?
The clinic?
The Browns plan to pay for half of the new stadium.
Half of it.
All right. No. Then they pay for 75. Pay for 75.
Well, it could end up being that much because they said they would pay for the overruns. Who knows?
It's 6% of the total cost they pay.
They said they would pay for the overruns, too. That was the other part.
Mike, you know that's probably unrealistic, right?
75-25.
So, Mike, but I mean, you realize that there's still money coming back, right? I mean, there's taxes on all that stuff. That's our money.
Dude,
that tax money comes back.
After study, these projects don't do anything for your economy. They don't. You like break even if anything. It's not some. You're not going to get some windfall. Read some like literature. You know,
Mike. I've read all that stuff. Mike, you know what you could do though. I mean, Mike, you have an option. Mike,
what?
Well, first of all, you live in Lorain County, so you're not going to feel any of this, right? Are you live in Lorain, right?
I also live in Cuyahoga County. I have a residence in Cuyahoga County.
Oh, okay, so your taxes, though, then your taxes go to Cuyahoga County. Is that what you're saying?
It's the principle of the thing.
Oh, okay.
This guy is a billionaire. Right. He can show up.
Oh, man.
All right, Mike.
Someone's got to make money somewhere along the way.
Are we allowed to...
Lorain County Mike's telling you how you should spend your money in Cuyahoga County.
Well, seriously. Do you expect, and I would love this, but it's not the way things really work. Would you love the owner of your team to pay for the entire facility,
his or herself? You're going to end up paying for it. In the end, you'll end up paying for it.
You want to go see a game, it's going to be $500.
Go look at Columbus and what happened with the Blue Jackets, right? They tried to pass so that the taxpayers would pay for the original arena that ended up there. And they said no. So what happened? That all the big time entrepreneurs in Columbus got together and said, "Okay, we'll do this, and we're going to pay for the arena too." Ticket prices through the roof because you're going to end up paying for it in beer, and you're going to end up paying for it in tickets and all that. But I got to tell you, they got an unbelievable arena. Nationwide's one of the nicest arenas I've ever been
really
in.
It's a really nice arena,
and
yeah, it's really nice.
When they built it, they came in under cost and before it was even due. So before time. What am I trying to say? Not before the deadline.
Folks, did you see the video? If not, you should go look at it. But if you've seen it, why wouldn't you want that in our town? I don't understand. I also don't understand Mike's thought. You're going to have to pony up for this. But the Haslams are ponying up half of it. Man, that sounds legit, and it sounds pretty fair. In this day and age in pro sports, that sounds like a fair deal. How does it feel to you, Browns fans? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Hody's taking your phone calls. Menigan's flying the ship today. Andrew Brandt, former Packer front office executive, is going to join us. He's coming up. Daryl Ryder at 1. We'll talk a little Browns. Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, speaking to the media about 1:30. You'll hear that right here on The Fan. There's no question, Andy, the price tag on the project in Berea is huge. You know, there's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Haslams say they've got half of it in cost overruns, is that enough for people? Is it unrealistic to think they should pay for the whole thing? I think in this day and age, it probably is.
To think that they're going to pay for the whole thing? No, I just...
They're going to pay for the development around it, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll own that. Let's keep that in mind. But
right.
There will be taxes coming from that into... You know, into Cuyahoga County.
I want, like, there are little things that I think about is if the actual border still had that area within the Cleveland city limits, would people be upset then? I think about that. I think about, you know, first and foremost, just as somebody, and I'm not trying to get melancholy on this, but I just like, I think about all the tradesmen, all the building tradespeople that have to, that they need those people to build a facility like that, to build all of those things, to think about all those jobs that are available and will become available. And, you know, I don't know. I think about that only because I think about the days when my dad was laid off when I was a kid. I mean, I'm not, a lot of this has to do with how you were brought up and what you think about in your own lifetime. And I don't know. I see people working when they build these buildings. And, you know, I see Sherwin-Williams downtown. I don't want to talk about this stuff. I want to talk about sports. But by the same token, I still understand what it means to grow up in Northeast Ohio, what it is to be born in the city of Cleveland, to understand what we take pride in. And
people would still be working if they renovate the old place. I mean, that's...
Well, no, but you're creating new jobs by building a new building. And you're creating jobs by whatever you have to do with the old building.
True. But even if you just renovate the old place, you'd have people working on that project and everything else that goes along with it.
No, you're right. You're 100% right on that.
Regardless, either way, people are going to be working.
The amount of jobs would be completely different.
Yeah. We might be the wrong guys to talk about this.
Because we've been talking about it for 13 years.
And from the day it started, you and I both were screaming for a retractable dome.
Yeah.
Because we have seen things in other cities that just seemed like perfect things for our community. And I just watched that video yesterday, and I just thought, man, we could thrive with something like that. That could be a really cool thing.
It's a statement for your city. It's just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like Terminal Tower.
Yep.
It's what defines you as a city, yeah.
John's in Akron, Ohio. Hello, John.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Here's my concern. You know, I love the idea of this new dome stadium. I love the idea of it being in Brook Park. I have no problem with that. I would also love the idea of somebody gifting me a brand new Land Rover and then saying, oh, by the way, you are going to have to pay for a lot of this. You know, I still want to know, how much is this going to cost in taxes? Because when you look at that L.A. thing, L.A.'s got a population of 15 million that could divide those taxes. The Meadowlands has a population up there of about 20 million that divides those taxes. Cleveland's only got 1 million people in Cuyahoga County, so it literally...
Yeah, and it's funny, John, that you say that, because I kind of feel like if that money needs to come, it should come from a five-county area. Like, Summit County should probably have to pitch in on it, too, don't you think? I mean, you live in Akron. I heard what you just said. Do you think Summit County should have to get in on that, too?
I absolutely believe it should be regional,
yeah.
Because I don't know if you can afford this with just the Cuyahoga County populace.
Well, that's where the Haslams come in paying for half of it. And, you know, you're talking about state money, you're talking about county money, you're talking about, you know, I don't know what Brook Park has to offer into this whole thing, but that's where that money's coming from.
Well, if you've ever driven through Brook Park, you know they're not going to be able to pony up Cleveland money.
No, for sure. For sure. That's why the regional part of it has to come into play. And the county. That's the county.
It will be county money. It will be state money. Brook Park would not be.
At least that's what everything I've read has said. That's where the majority of that money is coming from.
And here's a question for Minnickin. You know, if this was a business that wanted to do this, the way they expand is they open public stocks. But yet the NFL outside of Green Bay doesn't do that. Why can't fans directly invest into our sports franchises?
So that's a fascinating thought, because the NFL has made a specific rule for the Green Bay Packers and only the Green Bay Packers, but everybody else has to fall under a clause that you have to have a primary owner who talks up everything, so somebody's got to hold 51% of the shares of this. Now, they are in the middle of a committee, and Jimmy Haslam is on that committee, where they're talking about figuring out how to get a group of people to be involved in that instead of one primary owner. Because the NFL has always worked where, hey, it's 32 people sitting in a room and that's it. They're talking about a group. I think it has to do with the Saudis more than anything else, but I don't want to say that too loudly. But they are talking about letting groups involved.
I think you did too.
Yeah.
Plus the NBA, I mean, the Guardians have minority ownership that you can get into. The Cavaliers have minority ownership that you can get into. But you can't be majority.
Not like buying a share at a time.
Right. And you can't buy a share.
Yeah.
And the thing is with the Packers stock is it's actually a terrible stock to buy because it never appreciates or depreciates. And you can only sell it back to the Packers.
And it's just you own a piece of the team.
Exactly.
You know, you can hang it on the wall.
And you know something? I would buy that. I would absolutely buy that. I'd have a better chance of buying some stocks than I would a personal seat license.
It's probably true. John, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
I don't know about the whole regional aspect of it, Andy, as far as tax base and stuff.
I think it's hard.
I don't know how. I don't know how you make that work. I'm no financial guy, but I don't know how you make that work. I just see that and think, yes, that would work in our community. And tell me this one. I know the big push about this, you know, keep it in the city of Cleveland, and everybody wants to do that and everything else. I think a facility built where this is going to be built, if it comes to pass, and everything that goes around it, would be more attractive to people not in the city of Cleveland or in Cuyahoga County to come visit than something downtown. In other words, easy to get to, not as far. You're not coming downtown. Not that there's anything wrong with coming downtown.
Well,
it's a great place to come downtown.
It's a simple jump on the RTA, too. Now, I mean, sounds to me like the Rapid would drop you off at the stadium there. It doesn't do that. We don't have that
combine
now.
Combine it, and though I think it could be a nightmare on game days, they'll figure some things out. Have it near the airport like that, you know, and if with everything that could be going on out there, man, it could become a huge destination. Not just for our community, but, you know, for people coming in from out of town and everything else.
Our city is kind of wacky the way it's built in the first place, isn't it? When you think about it, but only because
the centerpiece of the entire area is at the farthest most northern spot. And there's only one way to get in there because there's a lake on the other side.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that. When you look at some of the other bigger cities that have things going on downtown, like the art museum's downtown. They're not at University Circle.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you look at public transportation, and they've got that health line that goes back up and down between the clinic and University Circle and downtown, but that still doesn't, I don't know. I look at Chicago, I look at some of these other cities that I've been to, and, man, wouldn't it help if we had all that cultural stuff that we have at University Circle, if it was all compacted, even if it was 2 or 3 miles down the road? It's just kind of the way it breaks out. It's interesting.
I would agree with that.
You know, like Edgewater. Think about Edgewater's on the west side. It's not downtown. Like Chicago, you walk to the end of Michigan Avenue, boom, you've got, you know, basically Edgewater with a lot of really cool stuff around the outside of it.
Well, that big fire helped.
Yeah, that's true. I think about that, too.
We don't really want that, do we?
And they also took down they got rid of. It was in Megsfield. What was the airport that was there? There was an airport in Chicago that had been renovated again so that they didn't do that, and then they changed the freeway. And a lot of the things that the mayor and the city want to do with Route 2 right in front.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been done before in other cities and has been successful.
You know, the one thing I can't let this thought go, and it's just this. If you just want a football stadium, place to go watch your NFL team play, we have one of those right now.
They're saying that building isn't going to last for another 15 years.
That's what they're saying, yes. Yeah, but we have one where you can go, and it's a fine place to watch a football game.
So is Byers.
Well,
you just can't watch an NFL game there unless they want to put up temporary seating.
Exactly. But seriously, if you just want to go watch a football game, our stadium is just fine.
A lot of parking around Byers.
That is true.
You know,
although I am bummed there's a pizza place that went out of business that was really,
John's
really good.
John's in Mayfield. John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. John. How are you? You got electricity?
No, we do not.
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry.
I heard you guys talking this morning, and Daryl Ryder mentioning that maybe August 14th. It's going to be too long. Can't go that long without
power. Before you get your power back?
Yeah, that's what the estimated time they're saying to people is next Wednesday.
Wow. Well, you know, keep safe, my friend. Keep safe.
Thank you. Yeah, but I was just calling because I'm all for this Brook Park move. I like you guys. Like, I want to spruce some life into Cleveland and get some development, and it also opens up the lake. But if we're trying to get like people to come into Cleveland, one crucial thing we got to also focus on, and the city of Brook Park or Cleveland have to focus on, is helping out this airport, because it's not like any other airport in the city. Like, Columbus's airport is hands down much better. I've had better experiences at Cincinnati. And it just seems like if we're going to put this much money into...
It's on its way. I mean, there's all kinds of plans for the airport right now. And it also starts with that road development that would end up being a part of the new stadium without having to be a part of the pay for the new stadium.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I and I agree with you, John, having been to all these other airports too. Ours just feels, I mean, when Continental pulled out and left that empty wing, it changed everything in there. It
yeah, still after, feels, after expanding and building the whole wing.
Yeah, I mean, yep. when United took them out of here, it was just, it's depressing. It really is to yep. look at that wing and see nothing going on. But then you've got other airlines that are coming in, and you see, like, you know.
And Andy, if you put something.
Alaska, Frontier, I mean, there's been some, we've had some, they've had some positive growth out there. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it is a bummer because that airport doesn't feel like any other airport. It's,
and let's, if you put something like the indoor stadium and everything around it by the airport, does that not enhance the airport as well?
There's no hotel there now. I mean, the Sheraton's not even right. there anymore. So
I mean, it's, you know, maybe it leads to, who knows what it leads to. I think there's a possibility that this leads to so much more for our region.
We hope so.
Yeah, you hope so. And bottom line is, they think they need a new football stadium. We're going to be in the stadium coming up on Sunday, or excuse
Saturday.
Me, Saturday,
yeah.
because the Green Bay Packers are coming to town. And folks seem optimistic about this season, I think for very good reason. We're going to talk a little team next on Baskin and Phelps. In other words, easy to get to, not as far. You're not coming downtown. Not that there's anything wrong with coming downtown.
Why,
it's a
you
great,
can.
It's a great place to come downtown.
It's a simple jump on the RTA, too. Now, I mean, sounds to me like the Rapid would drop you off at the stadium there. It doesn't do that. We don't have that
combine
now.
Combine it, and though I think it could be a nightmare on game days, they'll figure some things out. Have it near the airport like that, you know, and if with everything that could be going on out there, man, it could become a huge destination, not just for our community, but, you know, for people coming in from out of town and everything else.
The city's, I mean, our city is kind of wacky the way it's built in the first place, isn't it? When you think about it, what would, but only because
the
culturally,
the centerpiece of the entire area is at the farthest most northern spot. And there's only one way to get in there because there's a lake on the other side.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that. When you look at some of the other bigger cities that have things going on downtown, like the art museum's downtown. They're not at University Circle.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you look at public transportation and they've got that health line that goes back up and down between the clinic and University Circle and downtown, but that still doesn't. I don't know. I look at Chicago, I look at some of these other cities that I've been to, and man, wouldn't it help if we had all that cultural stuff that we have at University Circle, if it was all compacted, even if it was 2 or 3 miles down the road. It's just kind of the way it breaks out. It's interesting.
I would agree with that.
You know, like Edgewater. Think about Edgewater's on the west side. It's not downtown. Like Chicago, you walk to the end of Michigan Avenue, boom, you've got, you know, basically Edgewater with a lot of really cool stuff around the outside of it.
Well, that big fire helped.
Yeah, that's true. I think about that, too.
We don't really want that, do we?
And they also took down what they got rid of. It was a Megsfield. What was the airport that was there? There was an airport in Chicago that had been renovated again so that they didn't do that. And then they changed the freeway. And a lot of the things that the mayor and the city want to do with Route 2 right in front.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been done before in other cities and has been successful.
You know, the one thing I can't let this thought go, and it's just this. If you just want a football stadium, place to go watch your NFL team play. We have one of those right now.
They're saying that building isn't going to last for another 15 years.
That's what they're saying, yes. Yeah, but we have one where you can go, and it's a fine place to watch a football game.
So is Byers.
Well,
you just can't watch an NFL game there unless they want to put up temporary seating.
Exactly. But seriously, if you just want to go watch a football game, our stadium is just fine.
A lot of parking around Byers.
That is true.
You know,
although I am bummed there's a pizza place that went out of business that was really
John's
really good.
In Mayfield, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. John. How are you? You got electricity?
No, we do not.
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry.
I heard you guys talking this morning and Daryl Ryder mentioning that maybe we do August 14th. It's going to be too long. Can't go that long without
before
power.
You start getting before you get your power back?
Yeah, that's what the estimated time they're saying to people is next Wednesday.
Wow. Well, you know, keep safe, my friend. Keep safe.
Thank you. Yeah, but I was just calling because I'm all for this Brook Park move. I like you guys. Like, I want to spruce some life into Cleveland and get some development, and it also opens up the lake. But if we're trying to get like people to come into Cleveland, one crucial thing we got to also focus on, and the city of Brook Park or Cleveland have to focus on, is helping out this airport, because it's not like any other airport in the city. Like, Columbus's airport is hands down much better. I've had better experiences at Cincinnati, and it just seems like if we're gonna put this much money into
it's on its way. I mean, there's all kinds of plans for the airport right now, and it also starts with that road development that would end up being a part of the new stadium without having to be a part of the pay for the new stadium.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you, John, having been to all these other airports too. Ours just feels, I mean, when Continental pulled out and left that empty wing, it changed everything in there.
After expanding and building the whole wing.
Yeah, I mean, yep. When United took them out of here, it's depressing. It really is to look at that wing and see nothing going on. But then you've got other airlines that are coming in, and you see, like, you know.
And Andy, if you put something.
Alaska, Frontier, I mean, there's been some, they've had some positive growth out there. And, you know, it's just. I don't know. It is a bummer because that airport doesn't feel like any other airport.
If you put something like the indoor stadium and everything around it by the airport, does that not enhance the airport as well?
There's no hotel there now. I mean, the Sheraton's not even there anymore. So
I mean, it's, you know, maybe it leads to, who knows what it leads to. I think there's a possibility that this leads to so much more for our region.
We hope so.
Yeah, hope so. And bottom line is, they think they need a new football stadium. We're going to be in the stadium coming up on Sunday, or Saturday.
Yeah.
Because the Green Bay Packers are coming to town. And folks seem optimistic about this season, I think for very good reason. We're going to talk a little team next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.